But whether it's the P&Z side of it or whatever, they said we couldn't do it, but then here we are a couple of short years later, now all of a sudden you can. And I'm just wondering how we're supposed to recover, you know, $500 million+ that we were told no.
It's a wonderful country of capitalism.
Yeah.
I bought all the property I could afford around me to keep anybody from building around me so that they don't try to look over my house for views of the lake.
Well, we would have purchased it, but first off, you couldn't do nightly rentals
and
at the
just,
time.
Well, hold on. Before we get in the weeds, everyone, let's do remember, this is the reason we're here for this case, not to argue why yours are did or didn't or why you had to do things in the past. The reason for the meeting today is for the proposal that we have in front of us. So I just say that so we don't get going back on previous things that we can't fix and things that have happened. This is the order that is in front of us today. So
okay.
just so we all stay on topic with that.
And strictly on that one parcel.
Well, it does affect.
It does affect the overall project as far as the end result
the
of
usage.
It doesn't
correct.
Change the
usage. The usage, yeah.
Correct. The residential, not the rental.
Can you just help me understand the building permit process then once he does put in whatever application for the size of the houses and how many bedrooms? I mean, obviously that's what I'm freaking out about because we have a lot of money invested in amenities and obviously hopefully we're going to be able to work together. But, you know, we're going to have to try to – I just don't want to have to hire a full-time security guard is what I'm worried about.
We don't have a notification process for the building permit applications, okay. But when they come in – it'll be a commercial. We'll have to have the Western Taney Fire permit number.
Okay.
And we'll have to have some kind of sewer approval, and usually it's their permit number. And then we'll go check the site. We don't
right.
have a building code, so we don't require plans. We would look at them if they were saying, and we rarely have one that's going to meet the height, but there's no limit on the number of bedrooms. No limit on the actual structure size except just for the footprint of it
okay.
being there. But I don't know for sure how to – I don't know their timeline.
Maybe Mr. Corey can speak to how many bedrooms he thinks he's
mm-hmm. He could come back up.
He may hear in a moment.
Okay.
You know, and I've visited the site several times, and I know there's an extreme elevation change out there, and I do know from that – corner there, I've been out there myself and other people and shoveled gravel out of the house below it, so I know it's a pretty steep hill from there to your all's property down to Mr. Corey's property. I mean, I get your concern. I don't know if we could see an elevation change there, Scott, with that and just look at that and see what it looks like, because I mean there is houses on the other side of Mr. Corey's project.
Actually, my memory is where that lot's at. It really starts
it
to slow
really drops off
down.
On the back corner because that's why
because
everything
when we
goes
shoveled all of that mud
to the yes to the gentleman's corner there. That's why it runs there because that hill falls off extreme mm-hmm. off the back side, right there at that corner at the back.
So the road is at 786. Campground
at
874 right here in the corner. And it goes up from there. It's 882. 780. So 100-foot drop. Is that right? 100-foot drop from the corner mm-hmm. of the campground to the road. And right in here in this area, it's 60. No, that's 840. So 30 feet.
Just an immediate elevation change in a short period there.
And then another 30, okay. 24 to there.
So the height restriction is how tall, Scott?
I'll have to pull my regs. Like I said, it's in the 30s.
Okay.
If it's 36,
well, there's a big difference between 31 and 39.
Well, it's Scott. Like in the mid, 35. I could get my book and find it.
But. Okay. All right. That would be awesome. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all. Is there anyone else that has signed up that wishes to speak at this time? Hearing none, would the applicant, would you like to come up and address any of the concerns that you have heard at this time, sir?
We're not improving Hillcrest. We were initially expecting to put a loop in here, but Hillcrest is not on our plans. That was actually not going to get approved. And so we're improving the Amherst entrance.
widening it, and it's to MoDOT standards. We've been working with Evan and Dusty as well. That's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Does the commission have any more questions or want more input before we move forward?
No.
Okay. Well, at this time, I will close the public hearing section of this meeting, and we'll go to a vote.
I move to approve order number 08-18-2024-01 as presented.
Can you restate the number, please, the order number?
08-18-2024-01. Oops, just a moment.
Yes.
I apologize. Order number 08-19-2024-01.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you all. Scott, would you please present the next one we have?
Order number 08-19-2024-02. On August the 12th, 2024, the Planning Commission approved a motion to recommend the County Commission approve the rezone request of one parcel, number 18-1.0-11-002-001-008.000, located on State Highway 165, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezone request is for C2 general commercial. Let's go to the screen. So get your bearings. This is Animal Safari Road, Green Mountain Drive. This is 165 Highway. Your zip lines and different things. This is Fall Creek to get you kind of located where you are in the county. So here's our zoning layer. Everything that you see is gray is the city of Branson.
So it's surrounded?
Completely surrounded. Yes, it's its lone little island parcel, which we have a few of those. But so to the north of it is a KOA RV park, which 140 RV sites, 27 lodging units, 4 bathhouses, and 2 laundries. South of it is a planned unit development. I don't think that's what they call it, but something similar. It's Ozark Mountain Adventure Resort. So far, they just have the Alpine Slide Mountain Coaster, but there's all those uses that are approved for that location to the south. Here's that zoning layer. It's just called a planned development. Across the road's mixed use. North, where the RV park is, still zoned agricultural for the city. At that, I would let the owner come forward and add what he would want to.
Good morning, sir.
It's been a long time since seeing you.
Yes, sir.
This, plus there's a little sliver that's across the road, too. My recently, what we're trying to do recently, my father passed away, and we are putting the land up for sale. And so some of the questions that we always get on it, is it zoned commercial? That's the big thing. So at this point, you know, me and my family just want to put the land up for sale and get it rezoned commercial to help the property value in it.
How many acres are there in that parcel, Scott? Or
20.
20 acres. 19.56. Guess I seen that down in the bottom corner.
Oh,
now.
No, you're good.
It slips in there with the description.
Scott, if it's zone commercial, help me be sure I'm correct. then it can be have animal services, archery range, a bar. Greenhouse, a kennel, liquor sales, marijuana, medical distribution center. Is that the way am I reading that right?
It sounds right, but by memory, I can't.
Well, I'm just going down the line here right. To see. So any of those things that wanted to come in, it would be zoned already. And are the requirements that any of those would have to meet that would come before you, or would they just go in because it's zoned commercial? I know the marijuana that would have to go. I think the state or someone has to approve the.
They'd have to have the permit from the state first.
Uh huh.
But commercial uses, yes, everyone that has a P on it. Of course, a parcel like this, first thing I do in that location is send them to the city to see what they're going to do for wastewater. Because that's always, we know how that goes.
Yeah.
But any kind of commercial use that would fall in there, which the southern, that's a more, the PUD is higher on the level. It's above a commercial. I mean, that one's, that planned unit development. That's the very top tier of our zoning, which I would assume it would still be Branson's. So this is less, this is more restrictive than the PUD that's in the city of Branson south of it.
And the city currently has water and sewer on the property.
Mm-hmm. But yes, anything that had a P, as long as they could meet the wastewater and the fire district, they could get a commercial building permit. There's going to be some parking standards for some separate uses. We'd have to look at the use. If it bordered up to residential, there might be some buffering, but there's not residential next to this. But just to say that they'd automatically be able just to do it, mm-hmm. It's a good assumption, but they'd have to jump through some hoops, which they could probably do.
And all of the others in the city, the KOA, RV, the campground, lodging units, although they're in the city,
mm-hmm.
They would have no control over what happened there on that 20 acres because if it's zoned commercial.
My past history is all that I can give you.
Mm-hmm.
Is with that location, is the with the sewer, they'll annex it in and have all the control.
I was wondering if they were not interested in annexing in.
But that one's kind of been flip-flopping and changing a little bit, so I just sent them over there to see.
Okay. That was kind of my concern there.
So to move forward with anything commercial or anything, even a residential home on this, they'd have to go to the city to get sewer. So now we've had a little bit of conflict of the city wanting it to be rezoned to something before, and that's been quite a while. In other words, if they wanted to come into the city with a commercial use, they wanted it to be zoned commercial in the county.
Okay. Do either of you have any more questions for the applicant at this time? Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to this project? Seeing none, hearing none, I will close the public hearing at this time.
Move to approve order number 08-19-2024-02, changing it from A1 agriculture to C2 general commercial.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all. That will conclude our planning and zoning request for the day. We will move on down our agenda. We'll give everyone just a second to get get resituated here.